This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thank you for joining us for today's show.
We have a great guest today, Jennifer, Maureen O'Boyle. Extra, extra.
Good job. That's right, Paul. Maureen's going to be joining us a little bit later, and most of our listeners are going to remember her from Extra, as you mentioned, or A Current Affair. Those television news magazines that were so popular back in the 90s. And Maureen is no longer in Hollywood, but she's still on television. So we'll talk with her in just a few minutes.
Absolutely. But first, are you ready for some football?
Can you sing it like the guy on TV?
No.
Really?
I really can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to try.
Are you ready for some football?
That was fantastic. Very nice.
Yes.
Yes.
I am ready for some football.
Me too.
Good. Good to hear it. Good to hear it. Well, I am so excited for the game today. And if you're listening to our Encore Edition Sunday morning, yesterday's game, and hopefully it's a victory for the Pirates. But I'm so looking forward to kicking off the 2008 Pirate football season.
Well, and they've got some crazy hard opponents to play, including, the opener today, Virginia Tech.
That's right, Virginia Tech. And then we open up at home against West Virginia, which is always a national power and nationally ranked, and quite honestly, a school that we have struggled with over the past couple of years. But, you know, this year, this edition of Pirate Football is back and better than ever.
Well, and maybe the people that come down from West Virginia, maybe they'll get intimidated being in Greenville by the Purple Pride. You know?
Yeah, see, that really hasn't happened in the past. When they've come down and rolled us a couple times. But it is a new era of Pirate football under head coach Skip Holtz, who has just signed a new contract, a yet-to-be-approved contract, but has been reported widely in the media over the past couple of days, locking him in until 2013. So for the next 6 years, hopefully longer, Skip will be our head coach. And it's a new era of Pirate football, and an exciting era, one in which, you know, we've gone to bowl games the past 2 years.
Right.
We were Hawaii Bowl champions last year, and just bigger and better things on the horizon for this year.
Yeah, I'll keep my fingers crossed for a Conference USA championship this year.
That'd be wonderful. that would just be the ultimate in excitement here in Greenville, is to host a conference championship game in Dowdy Ficklin Stadium.
That's right. Well, you know, it's hard to believe that with football that there could be anything else going on at East Carolina University, but there are a few other things planned for this fall, and one big one that we're extremely excited about is homecoming 2008, and
that's
this
right.
year it is ECU goes for the gold.
It's an Olympic year, so an appropriate theme for this year. ECU goes for the gold. It's a November homecoming,
right?
Which is a little bit odd, but
hey, maybe the trees will actually be, you know, orange and red and stuff.
That's right. It'll feel like fall. be a nice homecoming environment. November 7th and 8th, Friday, November 7th, Saturday, November 8th.
Right.
All gets kicked off Friday afternoon with our alumni luncheon from 11:30 to 12:30. A bus tour of campus. We have great classroom experiences planned for all the folks coming back for homecoming, and that's Friday, and that leads right up to our alumni award ceremony that you don't want to miss.
That's right, and that's going to be taking place Friday evening over at the Hilton Greenville, and at 6 o'clock we have a cocktail reception where you can come on over and mingle with all the award recipients, our outstanding distinguished service and honorary award recipients. You know, tell them congratulations, hear from them about how they feel about receiving these awards. And then at 7, we have the dinner and the award ceremony, where, of course, the recipients will be able to give a few thoughts to the audience, and we'll formally present them as award recipients.
Absolutely. Leading right into Saturday, as homecoming gets into full swing with the open house breakfast Saturday morning at the Alumni Center, 9 o'clock, followed by the homecoming parade, which comes right down 5th Street, right in front of the Taylor Slaughter Alumni Center at 10 o'clock. Right after that, we will be out in the tailgating fields judging the tailgating contest, which will be going on, and leading right up to the alumni tailgate at 1 o'clock. So homecoming alumni tailgate from 1 to 3. Then the football game against the Thundering Herd from Marshall,
yes,
at 3:30, a 3:30 kickoff that day.
And then later on that evening, of course, we do have two wonderful reunions that are basically they have been annual reunions for quite some time, and it's a great opportunity for graduates from ECTC and ECC to get together for their reunion. And they also honor the graduating class from 1958.
That's right.
Can you imagine having graduated from college 50 years ago?
I can't.
That's so cool.
I can't imagine doing anything 50 years ago.
Yeah, you're just a spring chicken.
But, yeah, and the Collegians will be performing,
right,
the classic big band from the 50s. And we also have our Black Alumni reunion that night at the City Hotel and Bistro. And it's just, homecoming 2008, go for the gold. We have parades, reunions, award ceremonies, football games, tailgating, tailgate contests. If there's not something on the agenda that interests you, then you're just not interesting. No, but
that's
we are looking forward to having people come back, having Pirates descend on Greenville for homecoming like they do every year to celebrate their Pirate heritage.
And, of course, homecoming is not just for our graduates. It's not just for alumni. Bring your family. Bring your friends. Share your love for East Carolina with those that you love. Show them why this place is so special to you. And have them come with you for homecoming 2008.
Absolutely. And you can do that the weekend of November 7th and 8th.
That's right.
Be sure to check out PirateAlumni.com/homecoming for details of all of our homecoming 2008 activities.
And stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back with Maureen O'Boyle.
Extra, extra. Join the East Carolina Alumni Association at Ironwood Golf and Country Club for the annual ECU Alumni Scholarship Classic on Friday, October 17th.
Sponsored by the Hilton Greenville and O'Charlies, this golf tournament supports Alumni Association scholarships given to deserving ECU undergrads.
Join us the night before for the Pirates Bounty Scholarship Auction, and after a day on the links for the 19-hole reception. Player and sponsor opportunities are available now.
Register by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit PirateAlumni.com. For details. Get involved. Stay connected with ECU. You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely, full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're happy to have WBTV of Charlotte news anchor Maureen O'Boyle on the show with us today. You may remember Maureen from her time on Extra and A Current Affair. Welcome to the show, Maureen.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
We're doing great. We're happy to have you on the show. Let's start right at the very beginning. Tell folks how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, my oldest sister, Irene, and my brother, Jim, had both gone there. And when it was time for me to pick a college, I was number 8 of 10 children. And there was Wilmington was in the family, ECU was in the family. And Jim and Irene just said ECU was the only way to go. So, in fact, it was the only university I even applied to.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's how I became a pirate.
Yeah, that is so cool. I guess that is true that maybe sometimes you should listen to your older siblings.
Exactly, Jennifer, you're right.
Especially when you have nine of them and they can gang up on you.
Yes, they gang up on you very easily. But no, I had such a great experience, and I was so happy when I got there. I was even roommates with my high school best friend, so wow. It was 100% perfect.
Well, Maureen, so many alumni tell us that it's the people of East Carolina who made their experience special when they were here at school. Who were maybe some of the mentors that you had or anyone that impacted your life as a student?
Well, I would say that there's no question that a man who not only impacted my life as a student, but in even beyond that, as a person, would have to have been Jim Reese, who just passed away this year. And Jim was just a wonderful, wonderful person who encouraged me at every turn. He just was so faithful, really. He was a faithful mentor. He was one of these people that saw potential in someone and made sure he told those people that he saw the potential, and that was the inspiration for me to get into broadcasting was Jim's encouragement.
So, Maureen, talk about maybe a favorite memory or experience that you had from your time here at East Carolina.
Well, I was in a radio writing class with Jim when he told us that the WZMD radio was going to be up and running again. It had been kind of shut down for, I think, probably a year or so. And he said, well, I'm just looking for warm bodies to go and start working, helping run the radio station. And it was just funny to be standing in this small office space with microphones and piles of old records and looking around and thinking, we have the potential to do something really special here. And it was just exciting. It wasn't so much a funny experience, but it was just knowing we were embarking on something that had within it the potential of, you know, mini greatness. I'm not saying that we were great, but we had just a great time, and we started different radio shows, and it was back when, you know, we called it at the time, it wasn't punk, it was new age music, new wave music, and we had interview shows, so it was just an exciting time to be a part of that, and that then led to my working at a local television station. So the WZMB was sort of critical, and Jim Reese, and getting my career started.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with alumna Maureen O'Boyle. Maureen, you've been working in television broadcasting since your time at East Carolina, which you just alluded to a little bit. Other than Jim Reese, what else inspired you to pursue a career in broadcasting?
I think being 8 of 10 children. I think that you as number 8, you find that you're a number. Not that my parents weren't wonderful parents, because they were, but I think you're looking for a voice. You're looking for a way to identify yourself outside of that pecking order. And I think it was a destiny from a very early age. I was always told, oh, you speak so clearly. You know, you carry on such conversations with adults from the time I was probably 6. And I think I was a storyteller, I was an observer, I was a writer, and that is really where the path began. I hope I've answered your question. I may have gone off on a tangent, but I think it really was born out of just being a curious person and a person who wanted to stand out from the pack.
You know, as you mentioned, you started right here at ECU's WZMB radio station and then worked for our local NBC affiliate at WITN. But it wasn't long into your career before executives in New York noticed you and you began to work for A Current Affair. Talk about some of the interesting interviews you've done, either from your days on the news magazine shows or since you've been on the news desk in Charlotte.
Well, you know, it's funny because I get asked that question by people, and I would say probably my work as a local news anchor has been more impactful to me as a person. I mean, I think you see the national stuff. Everyone saw the national shows, and they had a lot of interest and popularity, and there were things about them that were truly exciting, and I was very young at the time, so it was wonderful. But I would say that being a journalist in a community where I can actually give back and work with, you know, scores of charities to try to help people who have, you know, don't really have the voice that's heard, I would say my work as a local news anchor, not so much celebrity interviews and things like that, but really my work as a news anchor and the day-to-day delivery of what's happening around us, that is what's exciting to me. Certainly would never forget, like, flying in the middle of the night to get to London when Princess Diana was killed in the car accident and being live from London for 5 days straight with, you know, no teleprompter, no writers, just ad-libbing shows, you know, on the satellite. That was an exciting time, sad and exciting all the same. But I would say one of my most distinct memories is actually before I went to National, was working in Spokane, Washington, a retirement community. It was basically a neighborhood where the homes were filled with retirees, was part of a wildfire and was being destroyed by this wildfire, and we were wall-to-wall coverage, as we call it in television, and right in front of our cameras, a man was fighting with the firefighters to get to his property and fell to his knees, and there, you know, live on television was saying, my wife just died a month ago, and I have no belongings of hers. I need to get to my house. And that was just raw life. And so as a journalist, when you are at those pivotal moments in time and you are there, you're witness to other people's catastrophes and joys, it is the reward and the moving part of our job. So I would say those are sort of some of the things that jump out at me are just the real, when real life comes right up at you in your face.
Well, Maureen, obviously you've had a very successful run with both what you're doing now in television news and also, of course, with the news magazines that we mentioned. You decided to come back home to North Carolina for a kind of specific reason. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Well, my daughter and I were living in upstate New York and Manhattan, and it was, you know, I had taken time off to be with her and to be a full-time mommy. And it was time for her to go to school. And when you make the decision that it's time to go to school, I was looking at all the opportunities in New York City, and the schools are, not only are they expensive, but the opportunities at some of the local cable networks there in New York, they just were late-night jobs that were not going to be good for my daughter. And so just, I made the decision then and there that I wanted to offer her what I had, which was a very close-knit family with all those brothers and sisters and all the cousins. And knowing that I wasn't going to have any more children, I thought, well, I'm going to take her home where cousins would be like siblings. And that is what I've done. And she is over the moon happy. She's a newly inaugurated fourth grader, and she's excited. And she's beginning a wonderful school year right now.
We're talking with television news anchor Maureen O'Boyle, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Maureen, I understand you have a few hobbies outside of working in television news. An interesting one is that you enjoy searching for flea market treasures. Tell us a little bit more about some of the other things that you're involved in.
Well, I think it was born out of my mother taking us to yard sales every Saturday morning at the crack of dawn to look for good finds and hand-me-downs and things to clothe and things for us to play with as the big giant family that we were. And I've just always had a love affair with antiques, and that's what I do. I do yard sales and flea markets, and I have quite the collection. So my daughter and I, unfortunately, she's picked up the process as well, so she's now started her own collection of antique children's books, which is great, but they start to suddenly all these collections start taking over your living space. But I love to cook. I love to read. When I was in upstate New York, I was traveling between New York and Montana, and I did a lot of horseback riding. I haven't done much of it with my new job, but I do have quite a few hobbies that keep me busy. But most of all, I would say my charity work and my life as a mother are the two things that keep me most busy outside of the news desk.
Well, yeah, I think every mother can attest to the children always keeping you very busy.
They really do, don't they?
What's next for you, Maureen?
I think what's next for me is really in God's hands. I'm going to continue to work hard serving my community as a news anchor and as a person who's working for charitable causes. I would love to someday have a public relations firm that focuses only on charities and raising the awareness of the missions of various charities that I have close to my heart. And I think that that's probably what I would consider my retirement job, but I got bills to pay and a kid to put through college, so I'm gonna be working on television for a long time.
We've been talking with Charlotte CBS news anchor Maureen O'Boyle, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Maureen, we'd like to thank you for taking some time out of your busy day and talking with us and for sharing your story with the Pirate Nation. You know, it's alumna like you who proudly say, yes, I am a pirate, that brings notoriety to our university and value to every ECU degree, and we thank you for that.
Well, I am proud to be a pirate, so thank you so much for having me.
Well, stay tuned, everyone, to Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Help ECU honor its best at the 2008 Alumni Awards Ceremony on Friday, November 7th.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor 8 individuals for their accomplishments and dedication to ECU.
Do you know a graduate or individual who deserves recognition by East Carolina? If so, nominate them by November 1st to be considered for the Outstanding, Honorary, or Distinguished Alumni Award.
For registration or nomination details, visit PirateAlumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD. Get involved, stay connected with ECU.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely, full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to the show, everyone, and we'd like to say a special thank you again to Maureen O'Boyle for joining us from Charlotte, taking a few minutes out of her busy news day to talk with us and share her story.
What an exciting career. Lived all over the states, has interviewed so many famous people, but has really just come back to her roots here in North Carolina and just doing some great work out in Charlotte.
Yeah, definitely. And it's cool to know that she got her start, you know, truly here at East Carolina and then right here in the eastern region of the state as well.
Absolutely. Well, now is the time on every show where we ask, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But did you know that membership in the Alumni Association helps East Carolina increase in national rankings? A strong Alumni Association makes a stronger university and increases the value of every East Carolina degree. Chancellor Ballard often emphasizes that for East Carolina to continue to be the university for North Carolina, strong alumni support is critical. And national ranking organizations agree. In fact, alumni participation is included in their evaluations and ultimately in how they rank an institution. Membership in the East Carolina Alumni Association helps ECU rise in the national rankings. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today. Call us at 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
Well, Paul, Pirate Radio has got all your game day coverage today, and we're going to start out right after this show.
That's right. Kicked off this morning at 7:30 a.m. with our show, A Pirate's Life for Me, which will air every Saturday throughout the fall here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 on your AM dial. Coming up at the end of our show, please stay tuned for the Budweiser pregame tailgate, which will take you right up to kickoff of the ECU-Virginia Tech game. Following the game, when the fourth quarter ends, the fifth quarter begins with the Thad's fifth quarter call-in show. And then later on this evening, after the call-in show's over, and that show will not end until the last caller has been served. And so that there's no telling how long the fifth quarter call-in show could go, because if we beat Virginia Tech, well, that could just go on all night.
But it might be 3 in the morning.
It might be 3 in the morning. But if it does at some point end, tune in for Braves baseball here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 as the Atlanta Braves take on the Washington Nationals. First pitch at 7:05.
And don't forget to join us next Saturday at our regularly scheduled time, 10 a.m., when our guest will be former Diamond Pirate and current Arizona Diamondback first baseman, Chad Tracy.
That's right. Thanks to our producer, Shirley Rhodes. Coming up next is the Budweiser pregame tailgate. Until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
We're beggars and fighters and ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. I bet we're loved by our mommies and dads. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho.